And that means it's time for Kaleidoscope. And it's the last Monday of the month. And that means it's our law enforcement update. Today, Jade Soderholm from the Cottonwood County Sheriff's Office is with us. We got 75 degrees today. There's going to be lots of people out on four-wheelers.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. It's nice. A lot of people are wanting to do some spring stuff with this kind of weather.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you taking time out and coming in. And we are going to talk ATV safety today.
Yeah, we appreciate you giving us the opportunity to come in and talk about ATV safety.
So what, I guess first maybe let's start with, it seems awful easy to just hop on and go, but there's a lot of rules and a lot of safety points that you need to be aware of.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about it all the time at our office. ATVs are just kind of a deceiving thing. They're fun, and they're small, they're light, they're agile, they're just a really good tool on the farm and a lot of fun to just go out and recreate with, but they'll sneak up on you. They're can be a really dangerous machine if certain, basic things aren't, considered or remembered when you're operating them. So we love to take any chance we can get to talk about ATV safety and just kind of keep people, up to speed on what they need to know.
Sure. And we've got this course is an annual class you do.
Yeah. So probably the last, at least 15 years, our office has sponsored an ATV safety training course for youth. It's geared towards youth. It's sponsored by the DNR. It's all a DNR accredited course. We're trained. Some of our deputies are trained as instructors for that. And we like to give this course we offer it every spring to local kids so that they can, brush up on their skills and learn about those basic things that they seem basic, but they're often overlooked. And we see that, unfortunately, that results in accidents or something like that. So we really enjoy doing this class, and we look forward to putting it on every year.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the class itself is actually part two of the safety course.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. It's kind of they call it a hybrid. So there's an online training that youth need to take before they come to our in-person class, or field day, as we like to call it, or the DNR calls it. So it's at atvcourse.com. You can go online there, find the tab for Minnesota. It's really easy to get you all set up. I think it's $34.95 to do the online training. You complete that online, or you sign up for that, and it's a pretty extensive course. It takes 4 or 5 hours to do it. Of course, you can log in and out and come back, and it picks up where your progress was, but it's good. It's very interactive, a lot of really good videos, good quizzes that are testing the students, that they're processing the information that they're taking in. Once they complete that, they'll get a certificate that they can print out. And if they sign up for our course, they bring that to our course. Or there's other, you could go to another course if you can't make it to ours and do the field day, and then you'll be certified to operate ATVs with some caveats and some restrictions, but you'll have that mandatory certification that you need.
So you mentioned in the beginning, tailored to youth.
Yep.
What age category is there? Are there specific ages?
Yeah, so our class, our target group is 10 to 15 year olds. That's who we would like to have at our class. That's who is our class is open to. That's kind of the age where they start allowing kids to operate on like trails if you were to go up north or something like that, or operate in a road ditch with an adult and stuff is that 10 year old cutoff. And then up to 15 year old is the kind of the top end of our target audience. Beyond that, you can do everything online, but we just feel like this in-person class where they can actually get on a machine and ride it and learn some things with us being there to just kind of help guide them a little bit, you know.
Well, let's talk about the who, what, when's. When, yep. When is the course?
So our class, our in-person class, our field day is on April 25th. It starts at 1 p.m. We started doing the 1 p.m. because there's some baseball camps that happen that we don't want to
interfere with.
And they don't want to. We're working together with them. So if we got a kid that's got baseball camp in the morning, they can come right over. We do the riding portion at Island Park. They can come right over and they can get trained up real good in one day. So,
and you have units there people can use.
Yeah, we got a couple of machines with the sheriff's office, and we get some other ones. Wyndham Farm Service is always a great supporter of our class. They give us a couple of machines to use for the class. So we have plenty of machines there. So you don't have to bring any. If you have a helmet, bring it. But we have helmets too. Just come, and we got everything you need to participate. And it's usually a good time.
Now, it limited class size?
Yeah, we cap it off at 15 students, and we just have a couple signed up so far. And it gets, you know, as it gets closer, people can kind of figure out their schedules, and we'll get, you know, a few more trickling in. And we usually get right to that, you know, 15. Okay. We're usually right around our cutoff. We haven't had to turn too many kids away over the years, but yeah, so that about 15 students, and it's, you know, starts at 1, and we're usually wrapped up within, you know, 4 hours or so. So it's not like an all day thing. It's just a good opportunity to just learn a little bit and get some real life experience.
Now, there's a fee for the online class. Is there a fee for this as well?
So we don't charge the sheriff's office. We don't charge any fee. There is the online fee. And then once you're done, we're going to give you a piece of paper, and you do have to then take some steps afterwards with the DNR to get your actual card sent to you. And I think they charge $10 for that. But we collect no money at our training. You just show up if you've completed your online training.
But that's the key. You do have to complete that online.
Yep, complete that online training before, and then you just bring your little printout certificate of that, or a screenshot on your phone, whatever, so that just show that you completed that, and then you're good to go.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, so what are some real quick safety tips that everybody, whether you're 60 years old or 10 years old?
So the two biggest ones that I preach, and that I preach to our deputies when they're out and about looking, when they see somebody on an ATV, number one is helmets. Anyone under the age of 18 in Minnesota by law has to wear a helmet. So that's easy for any deputy or any person can see someone operating on a machine. And that's a side-by-side, you know, class 2 ATV or a class 1, you know, the traditional.
And that's maybe something that we should mention too.
Yep.
Is this course, this field day, designed for four-wheelers or the UTVs or the gators?
Well, we teach about all of them. We talk about them all. What we actually ride is going to be your traditional, you know, you know, the saddle style seat, you know, traditional class 1 is what we call it. ATV is what our students will be riding that day. But we talk extensively about the class 2 or the side-by-sides, you know, your Polaris Rangers, gators, like you mentioned.
And the rules are the same. If you're under 18, you got to wear a helmet.
Yep, you got to wear a helmet.
There's a roll cage on it or not.
That's exactly right. Anyone under 18 has to have a helmet. So that's the one point that I always preach. And the second point I preach with the class 1 ATVs is fit. And what I mean by fit is that those machines depend on the rider being a certain size to balance the machine, if that makes sense. So if you have just a tiny little kid on this big giant, you know, class 1 ATV, the machine doesn't operate like it should because it doesn't have that ballast or that weight that it needs to be able to operate safely. And that's when you have the rollovers or the machine that tips over backwards and lands on top of someone or something like that. And then, of course, the child's not big enough to get it off of them or whatever it may be. So fit, and again, by fit I mean You're gonna have a little bend in your arms when you're holding the handlebars. You're not on your tippy toes on the pegs when you're sitting on the seat. You're able to have the strength to fully turn the handlebars, the strength and the, you know, the length in your arms to be able to turn the handle. So we go over that a lot and help kids vision. We have all different sizes of machines at our course, and it helps kids see what we mean. They get to physically sit on the machines and see and feel what it means to properly fit an ATV.
Well, and that, I think that may be one of the things that adults don't necessarily think about.
Absolutely.
You know, well, yeah, you can reach the handlebars, you go.
Yep.
But when you start talking weight and being able to stop and reach to turn, that all makes perfect sense.
Yep, that's when the rollovers happen, is when a you know, someone doesn't have the body weight to balance the machine when they're on a side hill or a up or down hill, you know. So it's really often overlooked, and it's really important. It's probably the most important consideration.
All right, Jade, class time again, sign up. How do you do that?
So class time is, it's April 25th. Class starts at 1. It starts at the sheriff's office, and then we walk as a group down to Island Park to do the riding portion. 1 o'clock, to sign up, just call our office and ask for me, Jade Soderholm, or my email. You can find that on our website, or it's a long email. It's my name, you know, with the Cottonwood County in it, but you can, we've posted this on our Facebook site for the Cottonwood County Sheriff's Office. Windham Community Ed has posted it on their site, and you'll be able to find my email contact information. But otherwise, just call our office and ask for me. Our dispatchers all know, so they'll get you directed to me, whether it's in person or a voicemail, whatever. But yeah, call in and register. We'd love to have her
soon, because it is limited.
Yes,
and we will have the information posted on our community calendar page at WindhamRadio.com too. Jade, anything else we need to add today?
No, I don't think so. I really appreciate your time and giving us the opportunity to advertise this. So
absolutely. Again, it's April 25th. You have to take the online course first, though, so you may want to get started on it. Thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.